Tantor Audio presents The Diamond Conspiracy by Pip Ballantyne and T. Morris. Narrated by James Langton. Chapter 1. Wherein Miss Brawn and Mr. Books come to an understanding.
Wellie, would you please listen to me for just a moment? Why is it that you just cannot admit that my mind is much like my word in this final? There's no reason to snap at me.
Wellington Thornhill Books, Esquire, knew he was still exhausted. Even after a brief rest, he and his partner, Eliza D. Brawn, took upon their hurried departure from California. Considering the past 36 hours, an extension of the previous 84, their harrowing adventure had simply led straight on to another assignment from their director at the Ministry of Peculiar Occurrences. It was indeed hard to grasp that only 4 days prior to their present altitude over the Atlantic, they were in the Arizona territories held at gunpoint by a female priest who apparently doubled as a bounty hunter. A gunfight and shared deduction around his analytical engine later, they were giving his masterpiece of engineering a field test of the highest order. The motor car, an unexpected boon from Dr. Sound, who had apparently found the means to have it expedited to Lakehurst, New Jersey, Eliza had dubbed the Ares Mark I. It was a designation he found a tad melodramatic. But now, after inspecting and servicing the mechanical wonder, Wellington considered it quite catchy. So even though he was bone-weary and therefore slightly short-tempered, he could not understand why she was pressing the matter.
"Miss Brawn, let us agree that I have a far more intimate understanding of my motor—" "The Ares," she corrected him.